the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. We've been reflecting on the hadith from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam about the significance of reason. The hadith which has been narrated by the late Kulayni in the first volume of Kafi, starting from page 12 or 11. We reached this point that Imam addressed Hisham ibn al-Hakam, "Inna lillah 'ala an-nas hujjatayn." Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided humanity with two types of hujjah, two types of proof, two types of ways of communicating his will to us. And this is something that, as I said, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can refer to and ask us, what you have done? You have had these two available. Have you acted accordingly? Also, we can also answer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah asks us why you did in this way, or why did you behave in that way, or what did you believe in this way or that way. We can say this is what your hujjah has shown us. This hujjah is divided into hujjatan zahira wa hujjatan batina, the external or outward hujjah and the internal or inward hujjah. فَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَ فَالرُّسُلُ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالْأَئِمَّةِ. The external ones are those that Allah has chosen as our guide. وَأَمَّا الْبَاطِنَ فَالْأُقُولِ. But the internal one is reason. Ya Hisham, man sallata thalathan ala thalath faka'annama a'ana ala hadmi aqlih. If you let three things overcome three other things, then you are helping destruction of your intellect. One, man adhlama نور تفكره بطول عمله. The one who darkens the light of his thinking by having unrealistic dreams and desires and wishes. The second thing, وَمَحَى طَرَائِفَ حِكْمَتِهِ بِفُضُولِ كَلَامِهِ. The second thing that can harm or even damage our intellect is when we speak too much. The third, وَأَطْفَأَ نُورَ عِبْرَتِهِ بِشَهَوَاتِ نَفْسِهِ. Sometimes we don't get lessons from someone's life. For example, every person has friends, family members, or at least we have read in the books on history, biographies, we have heard from our teachers many, many things that can be ibrah for us. We can take lesson from them. You don't need to experience everything yourself. You don't need to go to some direction and then at the end decide whether it was a good direction or bad direction. We can get lessons from the experiences of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in many cases mentions stories about the lives of good people or bad people, sometimes holy people, sometimes wicked people. Why? So that we get lessons from their lives.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
But Imam says a person who is following his own lusts, his own shahwa, his own whims, he doesn't get lessons. Those, for example, who get addicted to drugs, you think they don't know how much other people who have been addicted have suffered? Many of these people who get addicted, in their own family, they have people who were addicted. Sometimes their father, sometimes, you know, their uncle, their grandfather. Sometimes a husband is addicted, then the wife gets addicted. They see how much the person who is addicted and the family suffers. But why, again, this person gets addicted? Because he is not strong enough to resist against temptations. He wants to follow the whims. I don't think people can say, you know, we didn't know about this. Yes, maybe, you know, few people in every 100 people, you know, you can say, I really didn't have any clue. I didn't know at all. Most of the people make mistakes that they have already seen other people are doing. You go to the courts, you see many people come and they have disputes, they have even sometimes fights over the things that are not very difficult to predict. For example, when they lend money to someone, they don't register this. Or when, for example, they want to make a deal, a transaction, they don't observe the legal requirements. Or, for example, they don't observe that riba or usury is haram, because there is good money in this, so they get motivated to do these things. And later problems appear. They have to go to the court, they have to take people to prison, sometimes they become bankrupt, they lose everything. But we don't need to go through all these complications. If we open our eyes, we can get lessons from many cases that are around. A wise person
doesn't repeat mistakes of others, let alone make a mistake and do it again. You know, we have this hadith, لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين. A mu'min will never be beaten from the same hole twice. I say, a wise mu'min, even when he sees that his brother has been beaten from that hole, he should not be beaten. If you are a wise mu'min, why we are beaten all the time? Because we are not using our intellect.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now, did the angel let you know?
Inshallah, in the next session we will talk more about this part and the inshallah coming parts of the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be always a person of thinking and understanding. May Allah increase our knowledge and love for Himself and His pure servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and our parents and those who have rights upon us. May Allah enable us to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. May Allah give healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring honor and dignity and peace to this world with the advent of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشدت.